Hello, I'm Thomas Martin. I'm going to be talking about the Gutenberg Bible. The Gutenberg Bible was the first major book printed in Western Europe using movable type. The printing of this Bible began the period of time known as the Gutenberg Revolution. There are 48 different copies of the Bible, and are considered to be some of the most valuable and historic books in the world. There are 13 copies today in Germany and 11 copies in the United States, including one copy held in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. The first book was printed in 1455 by Johann Gutenberg, hence the name Gutenberg Bible. The book itself went through a couple significant changes after it had been printed for the first time. The original copy was passed through the printing press twice in order to darken the ink. This step was later abandoned, and space was left in the print in order for scribes to go back and darken the text by hand. The second thing that was changed from the original copy of the book was that the pages now contain 42 lines per page instead of 40. This change was done by decreasing the space in between each line. The process of printing the book had evolved over time, and Johann Gutenberg refers to this process as the work of the books. There is belief that there had been roughly 180 original copies of the Bible produced, and they sold out almost immediately. Initial sales of the book seem to have spread far over Europe, to places like England, Sweden, and Hungary. Although these books were relatively cheaper to those done completely by manuscript, they remained too costly for students or priests. Thus, the original copies were likely sold to monasteries or universities, where they could be held and used for teaching. These purchases help show the beginning effects that the printing press had on social developments in Europe. As we can see, more and more people are able to access information such as the Bible, and can learn from what the book says. The Gutenberg Bible acts as a great object for understanding the major impact that the printing press had on the world. The first books that were printed were religious in nature, due to the fact that most of the books that were created prior to the printing press were religious as well during the medieval time period. The books that were printed resembled the handwritten books of previous times in order for people to still accept this new revolutionary idea of printing. As time went on, more and more books began to be printed. Non-religious books also began to be printed. By 1482, there were about 100 printing presses throughout Western Europe. The first major impact of the printing press was its ability to spread information quickly and all throughout Europe. This was something that had not existed before due to the lack of quickly made print like this. Another reason this was important was because this information was also accurate. Instead of the word of mouth traveling across Europe, there was written information that could be circulated throughout all of Western Europe. Another impact this had was that more and more people became literate in Europe. Due to the increase in print, it led to a stronger interest in becoming literate. The printing of more and more books led to different directions that printing took. Many books were later printed in a secular matter, as opposed to a religious matter. This is illustrated in the increase of science throughout Europe years after the printing press had been created. This easily obtainable information played a huge role in the scientific revolution that occurred in the 17th century. Scientists from different parts of Europe were able to use information from other scientists in order to further their research. This information they knew was now valid and could be trusted as opposed to years before the printing press had been invented. Another important effect that the printing press had during this time period was that it took the control away from the church. Instead of the church controlling what was written and by who, now books were being printed using the press all over Europe. This idea was a key contributor to the Protestant Reformation, which we see begin in Germany and later spread throughout all of Europe using the newly created printing press. The Gutenberg Bible encompasses all of what the printing press has become. The book represents the changing time period and the ways in which the printing press had major effects on social, political, and religious developments in Europe. Thank you for tuning in today with another edition of Historical Objects. We'll be back at the same time next week.